Testing multi-flavored ULDM models with Spark, by Lauren Street et al. We perform maximum likelihood estimates, MLEs, for single and double flavor ultralight dark matter, ULDM, models using the Spitzer Photometry and Accurate Rotation Curves, Spark, database. These estimates are compared to MLEs for several commonly used cold dark matter, CDM, models. By comparing various CDM models, we find, in agreement with previous studies, that the Birkitt and Inesto models tend to perform better than other commonly used CDM models. We focus on comparisons between the Inesto and ULDM models and analyze cases for which the ULDM particle masses are free to vary and fixed. For each of these analyses, we perform fits assuming the soliton and halo profiles are summed together and matched at a given radius. When we let the particle masses vary, we find a negligible preference for any particular range of particle masses, within 10 to the power of minus 25 eV is less than or equal to m is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 19 eV, when assuming the summed models. For the matched models, however, we find that almost all galaxies prefer particles masses in the range 10 to the power of minus 23 eV is less than or equal to m is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 20 eV. For both double flavor models, we find that most galaxies prefer approximately equal particle masses. We find that the summed models give much larger variances with respect to the soliton halo, shush, relation than the matched models. When the particle masses are fixed, the matched models give median and mean soliton and halo values that fall within the shush relation bounds, for most masses scanned. When the particle masses are fixed in the fitting procedure, we find the best fit results for the particle mass m equals 10 to the power of minus 20.5 eV, for the single flavor models, and m1 equals 10 to the power of minus 20.5 eV, M2 equals 10 to the power of minus 20.2 eV for the double flavor, matched model. We discuss how our study will be furthered using a reinforcement learning algorithm. This was testing multi-flavored ULDM models with Spark, by Lauren Street et al.